Hi, good evening, Stephen, and fellow lovelies. Stephen, if a couple are married in England but subsequently divorce in a German court, are they then divorced under English law, or would they need to divorce in England? They would need to divorce in England, Si, which is why if people have religious marriages that require divorce, they still and are yet married lawfully in England, they still need to divorce through the English courts. So that's one of those things where when people worry about Sharia, it's often only the religious element that goes to the Sharia court, and then the substantive English element goes to English courts. Now, and I'm not saying that there aren't possible problems with abuse of Sharia, and I note that there have been abuse of the Beth Din. Yes, if you are married in English law, you must be divorced in English law, and only English law can divorce you. And actually, the Germans would point that out to you at the time, because they wouldn't purport to be able to end an English law divorce, unless they read that would cause a real, another jurisdictional clash. It's like, you what? You're ending my divorces? Who do you think you are? That is not happening. I love that question on jurisdiction. It's so important because it does, people find it so difficult. People think that a country only has legal authority within their borders. And that's a natural and logical position to have. And that might be the realpolitik quite a lot of the time, and as Ofcom is about to find out. But it's not true of jurisdiction. It's not how jurisdiction conceives itself. So good question, Si.